What is up, everybody? Welcome to the Experience More podcast, the podcast where we are going to talk about how living a more active, fit, healthy lifestyle allows you to experience more of the great outdoors, doing the things you love to do with those you love to do it with. My name is Jake Arvold. I am your host, and this is the Experience More podcast. What is up, everyone, and welcome back to an Experience More podcast experience. I hope you guys are having a phenomenal day. Super pumped and excited to be able to have each and every one of you guys back here on this week's episode. This week is a solo cast. I am here by myself, me and I. And I just wanted to bring a little bit of a perspective for all of you guys. First foremost, of course, anyone and everyone who is in the Missouri area, just wanted to wish each and every one of you guys a great deal of luck going out as we have the Missouri turkey season opener. By the time this podcast airs, we will be in the heat of Missouri turkey hunting. So super pumped and excited for each and every one of you guys to be able to go through and get out in the woods. I'm hoping to get out in the woods here later within the week and the first weekend as well myself. So definitely, if you guys have a chance, if you're listening in, go through. If you're on social media, tag me in your harvests. I'd love to be able to share those memories and those experiences through my own social feeds, and just want to be able to bring everyone together within the Experience More podcast community as well, and just sharing the experiences with the friends, family, loved ones. I'd love to be able to hear the stories as well. You guys are always able to go through, send me those different stories. I'd love to be able to highlight them. I'd love to be able to highlight the different moments and experiences that each and every one of you guys have. So definitely do so there. And then I just wanted to say thank you very much for those of you guys who have gone through, shared the show, shared it with friends, family. And then, of course, to each and every one of my special guests, individuals who have come on, just saying thank you to each and every one of them. I know they are avid listeners as well. And I just want to let each and every one of you guys know that I appreciate you guys for coming on, taking some time to be a part of the show, share your little nuggets of information and guidance for everyone else who is out there as well. So that being said, this week I wanted to jump in really just with a little mindset shift and just kind of a perspective piece for everyone out there who has goals, ambitions, vision of like what it is you want to go through and do. And I want you guys to understand, like, it's not all sunshine and rainbows. Like, I don't want to get up every single day and just absolutely crush it. There are actually more days that I'd rather just lay in bed and just stay in the nice, comfortable sheets and clothes. But to be completely honest, like, I have bigger goals and ambitions personally myself, right? And I want this podcast to really hopefully light a fire under your ass to go out and do what it is you want to do. All too often, we go through life waiting for other people's permission. We wait for mom and dad's permission. We wait for our grandparents' permission. We wait for our coworkers' permission. We wait for our boss's permission. We wait for the permission of the peers, of everyone around us, right? Like, it's that whole effect where it's like, oh, I did something. And then you look around. It's like, did anyone see what I just did? Right? Like, we're wanting the recognition and the acknowledgement of our peers, the people around us. And I'm here to tell each and every one of you guys, you got to fucking want to do it regardless of what your peers think, regardless of what your family thinks. You have to go. You know exactly deep in your gut what it is you want to go out and do. Like, you might not know the exact destination of where you will be, but there is something that is inside of you that you want to go out and achieve, that you want to work towards, that you know you are capable of, but you're afraid of what other people will think. You're afraid of what the significant other will say. You're afraid of what the coworkers will think about you. You're afraid if you start pouring time into this certain thing, right, they're going to go through and start saying, what will they say behind my back? What will they say over here? And they haven't even said it yet. You have to think about where you are at and what you are doing. Who's really talking? It's not your peers. It's not your family members. It's not your significant other. It's you. It's not the individuals around you in your life that are going through and holding you back. It's your own personal self-talk. So the biggest thing that you have to go through and understand and really acknowledge in yourself is you have to silence the noise. You have to silence it. and the loudest noise you will ever face in your entire life is the noise of your own personal self-judgment. No one else will ever condone you and hate upon you more than yourself. Not a single individual. So you have to go through and step back and ask yourself and audit yourself. And what are you doing on a day-to-day basis that creates a compounding effect towards your own personal progression, your own personal movements? Like, what are you telling yourself? What are you doing to yourself on a day-to-day basis? You know exactly what it is the fuck you want to do. You know exactly what it is. You can't even tell yourself you're not. You're just afraid of what someone else might think. Not even what they'll say, because they haven't even said it yet and they haven't even had time to think it yet. So really the only individual who's ultimately holding you back is you. I want to give you this one perspective, and I heard this really, this is great piece earlier today. And it's the concept of your vision and your goals. Okay. I want you guys to imagine yourself. You just grabbed a pair of your grandma's prescription glasses. You put them on. What's the first thing you do? You probably take them off, right? Because the second you put them on, it almost hurts. It's almost a little bit blurry. Everything's distorted. It doesn't make sense. So as soon as you take grandma's glasses, these huge freaking inch thick glasses, and put them on, you take them off because the prescription doesn't fit you. Well, that's your vision to everyone else around you. You can't expect other friends, other family members, other coworkers, the people around you. You can't expect your peers to put your prescription glasses on and see the same thing you see. They can see perfectly fine and they have their life and they're moving towards what it is they want to go through and do. But you have your own prescription. You have your own glasses. You have your own vision. Allow them to see it through their own lens. Don't force them to see it through your lens. The more you try and force other people to see what it is you see through your lens, the more resentment you'll actually feel towards those individuals, because no, they're never going to see it the same way you see it. But you can see it perfectly clear. You can't expect them to see that. All we can do is move towards what it is you see, move towards what vision you have, what goals you have, utilize the prescription you have to move you towards the life it is that you want to truly live. And with that, encourage those around you to join you. Don't hate upon them if they don't see the vision that you see. Don't hate upon them if they don't see it through the same lens you see it through. They don't have to. You have to understand is that that prescription was made for you. That vision was made for you. That goal, that burning desire inside of you was made for you. You and you alone. And the second you start working towards that, moving towards that, you're going to go through and uncover numerous individuals who don't need to see it through the lens that you see it, but individuals who will utilize the visions they have to go through and complement your own. So wherever you're at this week, no matter where this podcast is hitting you right now, whether it's you're in a morning workout, or you're in an afternoon workout, you're in the car, driving with family, the friends. Guys, if someone goes through and sent you this podcast, right, understand that they might not see the vision through your lens, right? But there's individuals who respect your vision, respect your goals. They might not see it exactly how you see it, but they want you to know that they understand where you're going and what you're truly going to go through and achieve. So my encouragement for each and every one of you guys this weekend, right, or really this week going forward, is really look at what it is you want to do in your life. Really look at the goals you have. Look at the ambitions you have. Do not let them hold you back. Understand that it's your vision and you continuously keep moving towards what that is. Allow other people to be a part of the journey. Allow them to be a part of the experience. Don't force them to see it through your own lens. If you have friends and family members, this is my ask for each and every one of you guys. This week, if you have a friend or a family member who has a goal, who has a vision, who you know has a burning desire, maybe they're even a little bit lost in their own path and they're trying to figure out what their prescription is, what their vision is, send them this podcast. Let them know they got people in their ecosystem that care about them, love them, that you appreciate them and what it is they are working towards. For those of you guys who have chimed in this week, I just want to say thank you very, very much for being a part of the Experience More podcast. When I think about creating an impact in the outdoor industry, when I think about creating experiences and experiencing the outdoors and life to its fullest, is we have to go through and keep working towards the vision and the goals and the passions we have in our life. Don't try and put on other people's prescriptions. Don't force other people to put on yours. Truly just embody what it is you see and the vision you have and continue to move forward. Being said, I appreciate each and every one of you guys this week. Let's make it a phenomenal week. Go ahead, give it a like, comment, give a little bit of a share. If you share this message this week, please go through, tag me. I'd love to be able to share those experiences. If you're out in the turkey woods this week, be safe, have fun, meet someone at a trailhead. Go through and share those moments and those experiences with your friends, your family, loved ones. I appreciate each and every one of you guys, and we will see you next week.